Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go on a Friday here, people. Welcome in another edition of Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Try to pick up the pieces here, put it all together, figure out what went right, what went wrong yesterday. Good time of year to be a sports fan because a lot going on, and the NBA is delivering like it usually does here. A couple of game sevens we've got coming our way here over the weekend now. Possibly a third, depending on what happens here tonight. Always fun when you've got a weekend involved with game sevens, and home teams took care of business last night, Dane, which is always good to see that we've got ourselves a situation where nobody laid down and quit last night, which is exactly what we were worried about here with the Sixers. We weren't sure if they were going to go by the Celtics rule book there and go ahead and just say, you know what, the hell with it. We suck. You blew us out. Let's move on. Didn't do that. And we knew Portland wasn't going to lay down, even though nobody seemed to want to pick Portland last night. But Portland ended up taking care of business. Because wouldn't you know it, Damian Lillard showed up, C.J. McCollum showed up, the bench showed up, and they would not lay down and die like everyone thought they would. And so we got game sevens, which is exactly what we should have with these series. And I'm pretty sure we're probably going to get a game seven, a third one, too, after tonight between the Kevin Durant-less Warriors taking on the Houston Rockets. So lot to be excited about. A couple of days in between here. Still got plenty of Major League Baseball action tonight. Of course, that Houston Rockets and Golden State Warrior Game 6. We've got a little golf going on this weekend. Tony Romo played yesterday. Will he play into the weekend? Probably not. Let me save the drama for that. And also, we've got some MMA also happening in Brazil, I believe, is where it's going to be. And our man, Jay, the Sports Gig CEO, I believe he'll pop around since he gave us the big underdog winner last week. He's got another one this week.
Awesome.
So he'll drop by a little bit later also. But
if the card's in Brazil, Joe, how does that stack up against – if the card is in Brazil, how does that stack up against Wichita, Kansas?
Well, since most of the really good fighters that are left in the UFC doing it, they're mostly from Brazil, so actually the card is packed.
They're like Muay Thai fighters or what have you.
Yeah, I mean, there's some quality fighters on this card, which is nice. Cool. Not Wichita and a Motel 6 parking lot, which is always good. Leave that stuff for Bellator. Actually, the UFC is going to deliver here this weekend. And apparently, he's got a couple of big bombs for us again here. Nice. He's the only one that had Cowboy Cerrone last week.
That's right.
Made us some money, so he'll see if he can't go ahead and do that. But how about some game sevens, man? You ready for a weekend filled a Sunday that's just going to be loaded with nothing but drama and urgency? Isn't that what we all hope for in the world of sports? Give me some drama and urgency.
Absolutely. Game seven, the two best words in all of sports for my money, Joe. And we're going to see that at least twice on Sunday. And a matter of fact, Joe, that is our poll question today. We're asking people, what series are you most excited in seeing the conclusion of this weekend? Is it Nuggets Blazers in game seven? Is it Raptors Sixers? Or is it Rockets Warriors in game six and maybe game seven, you know, with that star, if necessary? I'm very excited. These series will come to an end. But you got to think, though, Joe, on some level here, the big winner is the Milwaukee Bucks, right? Because they're sitting there waiting and chilling, and they may not have to see Kevin Durant, you know? So, I mean, things are really stacking up, I think, for the Milwaukee Bucks. And as I mentioned, Joe, you could still get them at plus 250 or something to win the title. I think as people get doubts about Golden State, maybe, yes, I want to see all these games, but the rest, then it's the Bucks that are sitting pretty watching these guys still slugfest with each other.
It doesn't hurt to have some rest this time of year, that is for sure. But either way, I think they're going to have their hands full with either Toronto or Philadelphia. Yeah. And kudos to Philadelphia for not rolling over and dying like the Boston Celtics did there. It was we'll break down this game as we move along here this morning. Some just fascinating numbers to come out of what happened in that game last night. Some record-setting numbers in some respects. Some things we did not see. The late game started out really, really, really good for those of you that were backing Denver. You guys really, you might have just turned it off, went to bed, and was like, see, I knew this was going to be, I knew this was going to be easy. Denver's the better team. They've been the better team. Yeah. Didn't work out that way in quarter number 2, 3, or 4 for Denver, which is why we've got ourselves a game 7. And to be honest, it's the way it should be. I mean, let's face it, these two teams, these four teams, actually, and possibly six, they have battled. They've come back from blowouts in the series. Both of these teams have been blown out as far as the Sixers and the Raptors. Denver, same situation, you know, 4 overtime game. All of this should eventually come down to a game 7. I like that, especially since the blowouts we got in round 1. Round 2 has absolutely lived up to expectations. And by the way, if Houston does win tonight, it will be the first time in NBA history that we get 3 game 7s on the same day.
Nice.
So that could very well be in store for us, which means Sunday, don't make no plans. Because
I gotta
all
see Mom,
day long,
though. It's Mother's Day.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, get Mom out of the way maybe Saturday. Get her out of the way Saturday, like pregame.
Better hope
people.
Mom's a Sixers fan or something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
you better get it going on there.
We could have 3 hours of game 7, but, like, you got to get the flowers out of the way. You said you can't make it.
The first game will be early. The first game will be 3:30, so you got plenty of time for brunch or whatever you're going to be doing with Mom. Get it out of the way early. Be done with it. Yeah, let's not get too crazy, Mom. It's game 7, all right? Maybe we can do Mom Saturday night. She'll understand. She's a mom. That's what their job is to understand and tolerate us all. All right, here we go. Let's wrap it up here. Let's do this. It is a Friday, big end to the week. Let's make it rain, people, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
It's all about value in the world of sports betting, sports investing, and there is definitely going to be some value here tonight. We'll talk about that coming up. Want to welcome you in on this Friday, Make It Rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. And what the hell kind of music was that, Bavona? Like, what are we doing here now? Like, what's going on? Like, okay. I wasn't sure if that was like a Colgate ad or something. Like, what was going on?
It's the same as you can't play all that video you like to play all the time. We want people to be able to see Make It Rain. So, you know, it's audio and video.
Yes and no, I know. The reason I'm saying that is because I think it's funny the amount of emails I've gotten regarding the supposed video issue. And yet they have been playing copyrighted music since
it's
the beginning of time. But that's not the issue.
I thought 30 seconds or less is okay.
It's the 10-second clip of somebody from a cell phone that I've shown for games. That's the problem. I understand what's going on. Yeah, it's got nothing to do with the copyrighted, Red Hot Chili Peppers songs we've been playing for the beginning of time. But I get it. I digress. Anyway, it is Friday, people. And if you're just waking up, you might have noticed that today there aren't any big parades or big parties being thrown anywhere. You're not reading about all of these big, oh, wow, we move on, conference finals. That's because there's only one team sitting there waiting. That would be the Milwaukee Bucks, because they took care of those loser, the Celtics, the gutless Celtics here, who just pretty much quit on themselves and their fans. No quit last night, starting off with the Sixers and the Raptors in a series. Listen, the problem with that game last night, as we were talking about it all day yesterday, and for Raptor fans and Sixer fans, the big question was, what the hell were you going to get from Joel Embiid? Because I think we can all agree that on paper, and of course that's why you don't play games on paper, but on paper, from a talent standpoint, there is one team that is much better than the other, and that obviously is the Sixers. And we've seen what happens when talent plays together, brings their A game. They are heads and tails better than whatever the Raptors can bring to the table. The problem is they have not been able to do that consistently in this series, and certainly getting blown out on the road in game five gave everyone that bug called recency bias. And so a lot of the talk from that game leading up into last night's game was, it's going to be over. It's finished. Joel Embiid, he's wiping his ass. He's got hemorrhoids. It's always something. Yeah. And yet their back's against the wall. Will they quit? Won't they quit? You know, what is Embiid's health? All of these questions surrounding his team. And the game goes off at +2, right? So they're getting 2 points at home. And I think we learned rather quickly right off the bat that not because Joel Embiid was a monster, because his numbers are not gaudy at all. There's one number that is really gaudy. But other than that, it was a 17-point game. If you looked at it on paper, you'd go, all right, so he scores 17 points. So, like, what's the big deal? Like, well, how in the hell did they dominate? Well, they dominated because his presence on the floor opened it up for guys like Ben Simmons to open up with 21 points last night, and to have a big rebounding effort and assist effort. Jimmy Butler at one point in about, I think, the last minute 10, minute 15 of the second quarter, somehow managed to get 7 points, a steal, and a rebound in just about 78 seconds. It opened up everything else, which is why the gaudiest number of everything last night for Joel Embiid was his +40, man. His +40 was just disgusting. The other gaudy number was the fact that the Raptors shot just 44% from the field, and the Sixers really, from a defensive standpoint, made it very, very difficult. The Sixers pretty much took the lead from the get-go and never looked back. They were up big for long stretches, including the second half. It was very obvious very quickly that this was going to be a different team. The energy was different. The buckets were going in. You know, you got Redick hitting threes from the outside. And then also you watch Kawhi Leonard doink, doink, doink. You know, he was missing. They were missing a lot of wide open shots, especially in the first half. And you're kind of watching that game going, oh boy, this is going to be a tough sledding here for the Raptors. And it was good to see from the standpoint of, listen, they didn't roll over, man. The last thing you want to see as a fan of the Sixers or a fan of the NBA is what you saw the night before with the Celtics and the body language there. That body language, they were coming out, they meant business. And it was a fun game to watch. Even though it wasn't close, it was fun to watch Philadelphia kind of kick it into another gear. When you get an A game from a team as talented as the Sixers, you know, you get a different perspective of what this team is capable of. And this team has always been capable of great things. But which one of these two teams can put back-to-back games together in order to be able to get it done? It wasn't the best game for the Raptors, although I don't know, even if they would have shot back, I'm not sure there was anything they were going to do to be able to beat that team last night, because quite honestly, the bench, the starting five, they were just flat out better. They are flat out better when they bring their A game. So now you look to a game seven and you got to go, who's going to show up again with the Raptors? Are the Raptors going to show up? The team that we've seen with their A game, is Kawhi going to be on fire? You know, it makes it one of the hardest games to handicap, I think, of everything that is left. It makes it one of the hardest games to handicap because, listen, Denver's got a distinct home court advantage in a game seven, all right? So you start with that, and then you try to find reasons as to why they won't win. But there aren't many when you look at that Denver-Portland series. And again, anything can happen in a game seven. But from a handicap perspective, Dane, when you look at this game between Philadelphia and Toronto, game seven, good luck, man. Like, I have no idea how to even approach this game, because I don't know which team is going to show up, and that goes for both of them. It's just been that kind of series. Anybody that says they've got a finger on the pulse of this series is full of crap. Like, you have no idea. Like, none of us have any idea what they're going to bring to the table here in game seven.
Yeah, well, Joe, you know, I'll tell you at least what I'll lead with, okay, when you talk about you have no idea. And you mentioned it, Joe. You know the saying in this country, Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter. I'm going to add something to that one. Home court matters, okay? They should start making T-shirts for that. Home court matters. That's what I'm defaulting to, Joe. You said it in Denver, Portland. I think that as we move further and further along in this series, I mean, in this playoffs, right? Not the first round where there was the huge talent disparity. I think from here on in, my leading tendency is going to be just that. Home court matters. When you talk about what happened to the Celtics, that was happening in Milwaukee, right? You talk about who knows who's going to step up and, oh my goodness, they brought their A game. The home team brought their A game. You're talking about, oh, they can't have that body language. Philly can't have that body language at home, but they have that body language in Toronto. I honestly believe, Joe, home court is going to dictate a lot of this, you know, and you talk about, you know, the Raptors couldn't shoot last night. They were 25% from three-point land. You're saying doink, doink. You know, we had Kawhi Leonard goes 0-for-4 from three-point land. That's not going to happen at home. You know, that's what I think is really the trump card in handicapping these NBA playoffs from this point on. When we have the cream of the crop, I really think it's about this atmosphere and this home court. I am going to be leaning with the home team from here on in. You mentioned that it was a big thing for you when thinking about Denver in game seven coming forward and what we saw in Portland, that sort of thing. That's going to be my leading indicator here regardless, because to me, that is the answer to who steps up, who doesn't, which role players play better, who can shoot a better percentage, that sort of stuff. I'm just leading with the home team from here on in. Home court matters.
I wish I was that confident, but I would agree with you from the standpoint if every team held court at home, but that's not what we have here. We have situations where both of these teams have been able to win on the road already in the other team's building. So home court, yes, it matters to a degree, but it's not the end-all be-all in these series. It isn't one team winning at home all the time and the other team, whoever's good, well, they've got the edge.
As the pressure of Game 7 ratchets up, I think the home is even a bigger indicator.
I don't know that it is, because it's a Game 7 and anything can happen. Anything can happen. What stars are going to show up and who's got more of them?
That's you got to prevent the runaway runs, well. Though.
Yep. And Holmes we'll talk does about that. The Denver right. game, too. That's coming up here.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from car liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Full-time fantasy.
You Darvish, man. Like, are you kidding me? I mean, this is the Marlins. This is one of the worst teams in baseball. He's thrown 97 pitches in 4 innings against the Marlins. Are you kidding me? He's walked 6 Marlins in 4 innings. I don't understand how you can run Darvish out there. Like, this is over a month now.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Friday, people, welcome in. Make it rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We are going to be treated here in the NBA to what very well could be 3 Game 7s on Sunday, which is the way it should be. Second round of the playoffs. We still haven't even gotten to the conference finals yet, but we have an opportunity on Sunday, Mother's Day, to have not one, not two, but 3. We're talking an entire day of moms, brunches, fun. Yeah, that's right. And then NBA basketball doesn't get any better than that. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. I want to welcome you guys here on the Friday. If you went to bed a little bit early last night, you caught the dismantling of the Raptors. Sixers show up, dominate. I should say the starters dominated. The 5 starters for Philadelphia dominated the starters. Certainly for the Raptors, it was pretty much a one-sided affair for most of that game. And listen, I think at this at this point in the juncture, second round of the playoffs, conference championships just around the corner. The NBA is a stars league, guys, and you need stars in order to win. And you not only need them to win in an 82-game season, you need them to win at this moment in the year. Playoffs, backs up against the wall, game sixes, game sevens, stars make the difference. And if your stars play well, then the reason you're giving them all that money is because you need them to show up at the biggest moments. And the teams that have are still left standing, to this point, the stars matter. The stars, when they've been at their best and have been better than the team's other stars, guess what? They have won. I don't think we've yet gotten outside of the four overtime game that we have gotten a game yet where both teams' stars showed up, dominated both sides, and you went, wow, we'll let the best person win. I think to this point what we've got, and we've gotten a whole lot of blowouts here so far in these series with teams that are pretty fairly evenly matched. Some teams are better on paper than others, but I don't think we've had that one game yet where both teams' megastars, the big guys, the big one or two in each team, have just balled out, and we
you don't think we've had KD and Harden going at it? KD and Harden both averaging 35 in this series?
But the problem is, in those games, there were opportunities, even when Houston won, there were opportunities for their teams to be able to pull away and win games. They didn't play great team basketball. Okay. But, you know,
what
the
about
stars
a Jokic
had nice
and a Lillard?
Individual.
Jokic and
well,
Lillard
you had,
both.
You had four overtimes. I mean, so that was the only game that I've ever seen so far where you've had both team superstars ball. One played 67 minutes or 65 minutes. The other one played, you know, they were going at it. Other than that, you've had nice individual performances. But I don't think we've ever gotten that A game versus A game, stars balling out, everybody bringing it. Just the four overtime game, really, is the only thing that I have seen. And even then, there was a little bit of luck at the end because Lillard had to, be a bomb at the end in order to be able to advance from Rodney Hood, who did it again last night. So you really, it's going to come down to which stars show up here in these game sevens. We showed it last night. Embiid's presence at a plus 40 on the court was really the difference maker, not because of what he did, but because of what he brought to the table for the rest of his teammates. So advantage Sixers. Last night, you watch that game first quarter, you're going, here we go, Denver. And I talked to a lot of people yesterday, and I heard not one person bring up either home team in the conversation. It was both away teams. Road teams are going to win. Denver's the better team. Jokic is there. They're going to roll. They're just better. It's not great news. Same thing with the Sixers. That Toronto knows how important the rest is going to be. These were all the narratives we were hearing yesterday. And nobody picked Portland, and very few people were on the 76ers outside of 76ers fans. And to your point, Dane, you know, home court, it does matter. It does matter to a certain degree, but nobody considered home court to be the end-all, be-all. Yesterday, everyone thought that talent was going to win out. Well, now we've got a game seven. Talent did end up winning out last night. The talent on Portland was better than the talent on Denver. Take the home court away from it. The talent on the Sixers outside of the home court was still better than the talent on the Toronto Raptors. So the big question is, which one of these stars do you trust the most in game seven? You know, they won every quarter, second, third, fourth. Portland saved their season in the second quarter last night. They were down double digits going into the second quarter. If there were people live betting last night, I am sure they were hammering Denver going, it's over. It's absolutely over. And boy, it wasn't over. Lillard, McCollum, averaged, I think, combined for over 60 some odd points. The bench played great. And, you know, they forced now a game seven going back home to Denver. So which group of stars in these two final games do you trust the most? Do you trust Kawhi Leonard and Siakam? Do you trust Embiid and Simmons? Do you trust Jokic and Jamal Murray? Do you trust McCollum and Lillard? Like, which one of these sets of superstars on these teams do you think is going to rise to the occasion in a game seven? Because that ultimately, I think, is going to be the deciding factor of which pair which of these double superstars here on these teams, who do you trust more, Dane, moving into a game seven on a Sunday?
Kawhi Leonard is my answer to your question.
Kawhi that's the Siakam? Person that,
yeah, I mean, or just Kawhi, to be quite honest. You know, we have seen Toronto carried by Kawhi and that be enough at home. You know, we've seen games where Kawhi goes for 45 and a guy like Siakam goes for 20 or something like that, and that's enough. And I agree with you, Joe. The Batmans all have to show up. The stars have to be there. One of the things we've also talked about, though, Joe, is that the stars on some level, these guys were talking about Kawhi, Lillard, you know, Jokic. These guys are somewhat givens to give, you know, pretty strong performances. I actually really look, Joe, at the role players. Like, if any of these road teams are going to win game seven, I think not only does the star have to show up, but that second or third scorer has to have an above average game. That's why, for example, I faded all of the Celtics, you know, in that game they lost, because I didn't think any of them would be able to step up and have that above average game. So to me, it's really like, can, you know, Rodney Hood keep it going in Denver? That's a big one to me. Can Jimmy Butler keep it going in Toronto? That's kind of the big question for me, because my narratives have been that the role players need to step up on the road. And also, with this home court matters, you know, we say the NBA is a game of runs, right? We say it's a game of momentum and that stuff. And the question is, can the road team kind of stem the tide and keep it from getting away from them? There's always a point in time in these games, Joe. You mentioned it last night in Portland. It was kind of in the second and third quarter where the mini runs get a little bit bigger and they get a little bit of a working margin, and then the crowd gets in there and there's that snowball effect, right? The road teams really have to prevent against that. So who is going to be able to stem the tide? I like a guy like Lillard and McCollum, because they shoot and have ice water in their veins and they, you know, silence the crowd with that kind of stuff. So I think that Lillard and McCollum have a chance because they have that ability to answer back, if you know what I mean, in terms of those runs. But in this Eastern Conference series, I think this is going to be Kawhi announcing himself again in a pressure spot. I think Kawhi is, you know, if there's a prop bet total, I do not think they'll be able to hang a line high enough that I wouldn't want to take the over on Kawhi points.
Well, I know this. The role players, the Rodney Hoods of the world, were great last night, but they don't win that game if Lillard and McCollum aren't great as well. And if if any of these stars don't show up, and we have seen on a number of occasions throughout these series where sometimes these guys go MIA, you know, Rodney Hood could have the game of his lifetime. It's not going to make a damn bit of difference for these teams. You need plus plus. You need your guys to have their games. And if they are even the slightest bit off, I mean, if Embiid wakes up with a cold again, yeah, you know, you're screwed. I mean, there, you know, Philadelphia, you are screwed. It obviously starts with Joel Embiid on the Sixers. You know, what he brought to that table, not from a production standpoint, but a presence standpoint, that's how much he means to this team, because he commands so much attention that it's impossible. He creates lanes and opportunities for everybody else. Jimmy, but everybody seems to play better. It's amazing with this guy. Everybody else seems to elevate their game when this guy brings a certain energy to the floor. Whether he's making shots or not, it's kind of immaterial. It's that energy he brings that seems to lift up the Simmonses and the Jimmy Butlers and the Reddits.
And that seems to happen at home more than on the road.
You know, it's crazy. But, well, no, I mean, it happened. They won a game in Toronto. Otherwise, this series would be over. So it wasn't like he's not capable of doing it. We've seen him do it. You know, and the question is, can he do it back to back now? Can we get him to be able to rise to the occasion once again? He knows he can do it. We've all seen him do it. It's not just a home and away thing. He's done it on the road. So what are you going to get from Joel Embiid? If you can answer that question with confidence, then you're going to have a really good idea who's going to win this game on Sunday. Because even with Kawhi with a Superman cape, if Joel Embiid brings his A game and Kawhi brings his A game, I think we know who's going to win this. You know, ultimately, there's just too much more. There's just that much more talent on Philadelphia to ignore it and go, yeah, no, if Kawhi goes off, Kawhi can go off. But Kawhi's then got to hope that Jimmy Butler's having an off night, or Tobias Harris, or, you know, Embiid is the guy, the heartbeat. Kawhi is the heartbeat. You know, how how fast and how long and how hard they beat is going to determine who wins that game. And I think the same thing for Denver. Denver's going to have the home crowd, right? So they're going to have a slight advantage yes. there without a doubt, right? They're one of the best home teams in the year for a reason. But to your point, you've got two guys on the other side who have won big games on the road, who absolutely have ice in their veins. They're not necessarily going to be, you know, these aren't rookies. This is a Denver, don't forget, is the team that's never been here before. You know, experience. Right. How much stock do you put into experience now for game seven when you do this? I mean, we'll talk about that coming up, too. You know, Dane, which team do you trust from an experience factor? Do you think it's going to play a big role? We'll dive into that coming up here after the break. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials for a decade. I was like, I'm just gonna try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
All right, now we're talking some generic music. That's what we're talking about. Swing for the fences, people, playing daily fantasy baseball with DailyRoto.com. You can become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or you can become one of the countless number of people who have won thousands, tens of thousands of dollars even using these lineup optimizers. So if you're playing MLB DFS and you're not using DailyRoto.com, yeah, stop that. Like, stop it right now. Simply enter promo code FNTSY, get yourself a 10% discount, get the lineup alerts, the projected ownership percentages, get the weather updates, the fantasy projections, and the use of those same Daily Roto lineup optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. Guys, this is the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package, only at DailyRoto.com. What are you waiting for? Use promo code FNTSY, get that 10% discount. today. And welcome in those of you joining us on streaming platforms around the country, around the world. We thank you very much for making us a part of your day, including you lunatics in the chat room. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri, talking a little bit here about game sevens, which are one of the best things that sports provides for us. Sports sucks if we don't have urgency. A lot of things in life suck if we don't have urgency, right? We always find everything is a little bit better when our backs are up against the wall. And there is a reason why people love, the NFL is king because of the urgency that the league provides. You're talking about one game a week. You're talking about 16 games for your team. And every one of them, there is a sense of urgency that builds throughout the year. You know, Major League Baseball has 162 games. There's not a lot of urgency until we get to later, you know, August, September, October. That's when people's
interest
gets
peaked. That's why we like college football regular season. Right.
Any football, that when you have one game a week versus 30 games a day, you know, there is a different sense. You know, college basketball is so much fun all year long, but really people start paying attention when it gets real urgent. You know, teams need a team, bubble teams. You know, all of that stuff happens towards the end. And when we can get not one, not two, which we know for a fact, but a possible third after tonight, three game sevens, first time it's ever happened in the NBA on the same day, three game sevens on Mother's Day, Sunday. Man, that is some of the best TV, some of the best programming that you can hope for. And we're trying to decide, I mean, these two series that are already game seven last night, the Sixers-Raptors and Denver-Portland, they're such unique matchups that it shouldn't be a shock to anybody that we're at seven games. I think the thing that should shock us a little bit here, Dane, that we talked about was the idea that home court did not hold in this series, because we both kind of thought all of these teams would win at home and then it would just be, all right, will home court win out? You know, Toronto's going to win two, Philly's going to win two, Toronto's going to win one, Philly's going to win one, and then all of a sudden, you know, Toronto would win the home court. We kind of thought that's what would play out, but that went out the window because we did have the road teams actually win games early on in the series on the other team's court. So now you get yourself a game seven. We talk about home court is definitely a leg up for a team. So Denver and Toronto are going to have a leg up, right? Yep. We talk about the stars. We talked about how your stars are going to have to bowl out. Which one of the stars on these four teams do you trust the most to show up? And which one do you have the least faith in order to kind of try and backtrack and figure out which side you're going to land on? And then the last thing that I asked you was experience. You know, when you look at Toronto, when you look at Philadelphia, when you look at Denver, when you look at Portland, I mean, Denver, the whole knock on Denver all year was they've never been here. You know, we talked to a couple NBA guys on the show back in February, and I was bringing up Denver like, hey, don't sleep on Denver. You know, I mean, it's great, Golden State, but what if, and everybody we brought on this show told me, yeah, it's a nice story, but they've never been here, but they're young, but it was always but, and yet here we are, they're in a game seven going home against a Portland team who a lot of people, the problem with Portland isn't experience. The problem with Portland is they've just never risen to the occasion to get past it. But experience not a factor with Portland. Experience a factor with Denver. So how much stock do you lay in experience dictating what's going to happen in these game sevens?
So we're talking about these different factors, right? And so far I have four factors that we've talked about, right? Home versus road, the stars, the experience, and then your Robins, your role players. And of those four, I think we just rank them differently, Joe, slightly differently. I have the home team as the number one factor. I actually rank the role players as the number two factor. For me, the stars are the number three factor. And for me, the experience is the last of the four, in my opinion, okay? So I actually think the home team is like the trump card. The home teams in game sevens are 101-24. In game sevens, you know, straight up, right? To me, I hear you with the stars. I just think the stars kind of cancel each other out, because if they ain't bringing it, in my definition, they're probably not a true superstar. But, and I think it's the role, and I would have the experience as fourth out of these four factors. It's definitely important, and we do see that it looks like Portland has the experience over Denver. We've talked about the look in their eye, how they're moving up like levels to this. CJ McCollum doesn't want to visit his brother playing in Europe because of the sting in his mouth from last time. I just think that for me, out of these factors, it happens to be fourth of the four. I am leaning with the home team, and then which, to be honest, which role players I think can actually put up a representative effort to as a Robin to support their Batman. Those are, for me, the two predominant factors. It looks like you care more about the stars and the experience, though, Joe.
I do, and from the standpoint, just simply be it, not that home court isn't a leg up for a team, because it is, but when you're in a series where the road team is already won in your building in this series, it kind of takes that sting out and the pressure and the drama of what would be weighing on you guys knowing, you know, if Portland went in knowing we haven't won a damn game here yet, guys, you know, and here we are in a game seven, or if the Sixers went into Toronto going, we're yet to win a game, that's a whole different set of pressure on guys, especially guys who aren't that experienced, who haven't been here, that weighs on you. But we don't have that in these two game sevens. We have two teams, two road teams in a game seven that have already had success on the road in those buildings. So they know in the back of their head, we can do this again. That goes a long way in a game seven situation, as opposed to, oh crap, we can only win at home. We can't beat these guys. So we don't have that. We got to have stars. And as nice as it is to think we've seen this, listen, if Kawhi Leonard goes out and has 18 points, he's still a superstar, but he just, unfortunately, it didn't work out for him in one game. But you're right. The stars will elevate. They have to elevate. That's why you pay him as much money they are right for these types of situations. And I think that's where the experience factor for me comes in, where Damian Lillard, and we've talked about it here on the show, you've got to lose before you understand how to win. And sure, that's a case in point what's going on with Portland right now. That series against OKC, not being 2 years in a row, not being able to get out of the first round as the higher seed. You know, those guys had to go through that in order to be able to understand how to elevate themselves in round one. And that's going to play a huge role here in game seven, I think. Yes, home court to Denver is going to give them, they're going to have that advantage because in Denver's mind, Denver's like, ah, home sweet home, altitude, our fans, right, we've been great here all year. And that's what gives them the advantage. But on the flip side, Portland's going, guys, we know what it's like to lose these games. Like, we've been in this spot here, guys, all right? We know Denver's never. So Portland has the edge from the experience standpoint going, yeah, guys, we know what it's like to lose these game sevens, right? Like, we know what it's like not to be able to live up to expectations. And so their motivation comes from the experience. Denver's motivation comes from the fact that, hey, guys, we're home. We've won here all year. Then you put them on the court in the game seven, and that's what I find the hardest thing is going, okay, who's going to win out with these two games? You know what I mean? Because they both have a unique way of looking at it, but they both bring a set of skills with them that is very, it's very unique to the second round right now of what's going on here.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And listen, I think we all agree that all of these factors make a difference, right? It's just about how much value you put on them. You know, like in the NFL, when we're handicapping, it's like, oh, you give the home team 3 points, right? Or if this player's injured, it's worth 1 point, whatever it is. It's just, we're trying to assign value on home court versus value on experience, that sort of thing. And it's, you know, on some level, it's splitting hairs. It's what you kind of think is most important. Let me ask you, though, Joe, in the Eastern Conference one, with this experience factor, who do you give that edge to? Because this Philly team experienced it last year. They're growing up a little bit, right? They had the experience of last year. But Toronto has been the kind of like, always a bridesmaid, never a bride, running up against LeBron the last, you know, I don't know, 4 years or so, at least, in the Eastern Conference. Which of these teams do you actually give the experience edge to in this game seven up in Toronto?
It's Toronto. Toronto's got guys that, really? You know, listen, the ring is on the guy in Toronto, right? So anytime you have Gasol a ring on a there. Finger, yes, when you have rings on the fingers, then you've got more experience than the other team. And history tells us, listen, Toronto is 2-1 in game sevens. They've had to go through that route a lot of times with LeBron over the last couple of years. The history in Philadelphia, 1-8 in game sevens, not very good, all right? And this is kind of a young nucleus, a new nucleus. Listen, as good as Jimmy Butler has been, he's never been in this situation here. you know, and he's probably the elder statesman on that team, they keep telling us. Well, what the hell does he know about conference championships and game sevens? You know, you look at Kawhi, you look at Gasol, you look at Serge Ibaka. I mean, you look at these guys on this team. They have been there. They have done this. So experience to me is definitely on Toronto. That's why I think Toronto has, they check a few more of the boxes, I
think,
than the other game goes. But again, to me, it ultimately, it's going to come down to what the biggest, maybe the biggest star possible on that court for their team is going to be Joel Embiid. If you get an A game from Joel Embiid, I think we know what's going to happen in that game, even given the experience in the home court. You know, but that's the biggest question. What are you going to get? What are you going to get from this guy? I don't know. And that's what
I don't know.
Is there an early line out already? Did they release any line?
Yeah, they got it up right now. It's 6.5 for Toronto.
What?
6.5 -70. 6.5 -270. 207.5 is your total. But Joe, like, you're saying Toronto has the experience. We know Toronto has the home court. You're saying Embiid. I kind of think that Kawhi is the most given, the most safe, the most sure of these stars. Like, if you ask me, are we going to get the A game of Kawhi or are we going to get the A game of Joel Embiid? I'll take it to the bank. I am much more certain that Kawhi is going to deliver on Sunday than I am about Joel Embiid. To me, all the check boxes are in Toronto's side.
Yeah. But the problem is if Embiid does show up,
that Embiid is going to come and bring it on Sunday. Like Kawhi, like, absolutely will.
Kawhi's going to bring it. But the problem that has been with Toronto is that when Kawhi does go off for 40 some odd points, it's usually just Kawhi. When Embiid, like we watched last night, guy scored 17 points. He wasn't the end-all, be-all. What he did, though, is he was plus 40 on the court, his presence on the court, which made everybody else around him better. And that, to me, is the X factor, because Embiid doesn't need to score 35 like Kawhi does in order to be able to give yourself a chance here. Embiid can score 17, but bring and make everybody else around him that much better. It is sort of a lone wolf situation in Toronto. If Toronto, if he goes for 40, 41 points, he's going to be the guy. That's it. And that means you better hope Embiid doesn't show up. If he does, you're going to get double digits from everybody else on Philadelphia. And that, to me, is the scary part, laying 6.5. Damn, that's a lot
of
points.
The role players of the supporting cast do matter.
Ah. Going to be a tough situation here.
It's all right, but if Benny Green goes 5-7-3, it's all up.
Some numbers coming up, hour number two, next.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
Paxton himself said he doesn't think it's all that serious and he won't miss any time at all. Then again, every athlete seems to say that. So we'll wait and see here. Knowing the Yankee luck, he probably needs to have that leg amputated. And it just...
That's the best. Amputated. No, it's crazy, George.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Network. Name of the show, Make It Rain on this Friday. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, thank you guys for dropping by, hanging out with us here as we try to dissect Game 7s. What a weekend it is going to be. NBA continues to dominate here, especially when you give us that kind of urgency like we are getting. Yeah. We've got a Game 6 tonight, Houston and Golden State. And by the way, it was confirmed by Steve Kerr yesterday that KD, it is in fact a mild strain to the right calf and not an Achilles. And there was some concern about that yesterday. Yeah, well, hey, listen, we had a doctor on the morning after yesterday, and even the doctor was like, listen, guys, it's a lot of times it starts as a calf strain and it ends up being the Achilles. So, watching the tape, there was certainly reason for concern, and not as if these teams are going to be so forthcoming and tell you the way it is. You usually got to drag it out of them. But the good news is, listen, it's a right calf strain. The bad news is, whether it's a mild right calf strain or anything else,
you ain't coming
you're not
back this weekend.
Tonight's game. According to most of the doctors, you ain't going to have them back in all likelihood until well into the NBA finals, if that's how far you get. So good news that the Achilles would have dragged out well into next year. It's not that. So that's good news for Kevin Durant.
Good news for Knicks fans.
That's good. The bad news is you still have to figure out a way to be able to not only win tonight, and if not tonight, then you've got to be able to figure out a way to win at the Oracle. You're going to have life after Kevin Durant. But good news for the Warriors, if you want to consider it, is that Boogie Cousins apparently is also on his way back, they're saying. And even KD is not traveling with the team tonight to Houston. He is going to stay back. He's going to keep getting treatment. KD seems to think that he'll be back. He promises he'll be back, all that good stuff there. But it really depends early on how much that swelling they can get to go down, and how he reacts to the treatments and the stuff that they're going to do there. It's a suck injury from the standpoint where it's not something you can hobble out and work through. You can't shoot him up with cortisone and be like, here you go, man. Just, take one for the team. It just doesn't.
Actual
you can't.
Injury. Ooh,
yeah, it really it's a terrible injury. So time will tell, though. But they got to get if they can win tonight, that's great news for them. Give them a little rest in between, but we'll see what happens here. Hour number two coming up, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.